पहले आदमी बोलो हरे कृष्ण, उसके बाद ठीक है ओके आदमी हो
हरे कृष्ण
ओके लेडीज
हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे
हाँ तो लेडीज वन
Do we need Hindi translation? Or can I just speak in English? They speak both Hindi and English?
Yeah.
Okay. So I will speak both Hindi and English. दोनों भाषा मिक्स करके बोलता हूँ सो टुडे इज पार्ट ऑफ द सीजन नोन एज दीपावली और दिवाली एक्चुअली इट्स दीपावली It is known among some people as a time when Durga Devi killed one Rakshasa, one demon. But amongst Vaishnavas, Deepavali is the time when Lord Ramachandra returned to Ayodhya and the whole city was lit up with Deepa. And this is also the month of Damodar or Kartik Mas. So during this whole month we are remembering Lord Krishna as Damodar, the son of Nanda and Yashoda, actually Devaki and Vasudev, but his pastimes, his leela, were enjoyed by Nanda and Yashoda Mai. So, one of those pastimes was when Mother Yashoda was taking care of baby Krishna, Bal Yogeshwar, but at the same time she was boiling some milk on the stove, so she was feeding her baby Krishna her breast milk, but then she put him down because the milk was boiling over. So she went to the stove to see about the milk. So Krishna did not like this, that she had left him to see about the milk. So then he played one leela where Yashoda had to come and try and catch him. He was doing some musti, and actually it is the sign of an intelligent child when he is a little mischievous. Balaram, he was born before Krishna, older brother, the son of Rohini, So when he was born, he was completely apathetic. He didn't play like other children. He didn't laugh, he didn't joke, he didn't do anything. So everyone was worried, what is wrong with this child? Something is wrong. So one day, when Rohini was there with Balaram in Mother Yashoda, Nanda Yashoda's house, Yashoda Mayi was carrying baby Krishna in her womb. So she picked up Balaram and put his head to her womb. And then he began to laugh and play, because he was very attached to Lord Krishna, his younger brother, you can say, but actually Krishna is Swayam Rupa. Ete Chanksa Kala Pungsa Krishna Sku Bhagavan Swayam. He is Swayam Bhagavan. His first expansion is Balaram. But anyway, Balaram began to play and joke, and then when Mother Yashoda put him down again, he didn't do anything. So it went on like this until Krishna was born. So Lord Krishna did some musti by which Yashoda was chasing after him. He was stealing butter and breaking the butter pot and passing urine on the floor, doing all kinds of naughty things. So she chased after him to catch him. And she had a big body, his big hips, and good belly, big breasts. And so her baby, little baby Krishna, still, it was breastfeeding, 1 or 2 years old. So she began to chase him, but he ran, and she couldn't catch him. And she had, her hair was tied up, and she had flowers in her hair. But she was working so hard to catch him that the flowers fell from her hair and her hair became untied, and sweat was coming down her face, perspiration. She was trying to catch him. So nobody can catch Krishna. Krishna is faster than the fastest. He's smaller, Anora Niyan, Mahato Mahiyan. He's smaller than the smallest and greater than the biggest. And although he has no material arms or legs, but he can overcome all others running. The Brahma Samhita and the Isha Upanishad, both scriptures, Isha Upanishad, which is the first of the Upanishads, 108 Upanishads, but the Isha Upanishad is from the Yajur Veda, and it deals with the proprietor, the supreme proprietor of everything. So there is explained about Krishna being the supreme proprietor of everything, and it describes him that tadure tadvantike tadantrasya sarvasya tadusarvasya bhayataha. He's within everything and he's outside of everything. He's within every atom. Krishna's everywhere. Sometimes you'll hear your friends say, Krishna's everywhere, why should I go to the temple? Have you ever heard them say that? Why should I go to the temple? Krishna is everywhere. Yes, Krishna is everywhere. Just like electricity is everywhere. But if you want to put in a tube light, you have to call an electrician, because he knows the science, how to use electricity. So similarly, in the temple you will learn the science how to see Krishna everywhere. And although tad ajati tan najati, Supreme Lord walks, but he does not walk. And he can overcome all others running. So Krishna was going faster than Mother Yashoda, but when he saw her bhakti, when he saw her trying so hard, then he allowed himself to be caught. So in the prayers of Satyavrat Muni, Damodarastakam, we sing this. In Bombay we sing every morning and evening. Here I think they do every evening. We do twice a day. If you will study these prayers, very beautiful, Damodarastakam, very, very beautiful. And you study the translation from the Sanskrit, either in Hindi or in English. So beautiful prayers have been written. Krishna is covered by beautiful blackish hair, and his cheeks are red like the bimba fruit due to Mother Yashoda's kisses. Because Mother Yashoda is kissing Krishna, maybe some lipstick, something. Anyway, his cheeks are very red. And Satyavrata Muni is saying that, I don't want liberation. I don't want any material thing. I just want this vision of baby Krishna to be always in my mind. So anyway, Mother Yashoda caught Krishna and tied him up with some rope, but every time she tried to tie the knot, it was this much short, the rope. So she'd unravel it, and she'd bring some more rope and add it and try and tie. Again, it was this much short every time, and she was getting confused. Like somebody had given her some drug or something. What is this? How? Krishna was playing some jadu, some magic. So finally, he allowed her. She was almost crying in tears. So finally, he allowed himself to be tied by his mother. He cannot be caught by anyone or tied by anyone, but he is bound up by his mother's love. That's how he is tied up. You can capture Krishna by your love. So Krishna was tied with a rope to one mortar where the ladies make butter. So she tied him up to that. And she thought, now he's safe. Now I can do my housework. So she went away. But Krishna got up and he dragged the grinding mortar, and there were two trees in the courtyard, Yamalarjun trees. And the two sons of Kuvera, Manigriva and Nalakuvara, they had been cursed by Narad Muni because of their sinful activities. Narad was going through the forest, and they were very wealthy young men, sons of Kuvera, the treasurer of the devtas. He was the treasurer. And you know what government treasurers do. Put a little money in their pocket. You all know this. In Delhi. How many crores they keep in Swiss bank accounts. So, anyway, these sons, they were puffed up. When one gets too much bhoga and aishwarya, bhoga aishwarya prasaptanam kayaparita chetasam. When one gets material enjoyment and material opulence, then he becomes bewildered in mind. Just like we have our... Actually, you're very lucky here. Because you have this small temple, you have nice kirtan, everything is nice, easy to manage, no problems. But if you go 1 hour's drive to Santnagar, big marble opulent temple, so much money coming, we have to be very careful that some Kali Chela, Tilak Nake, Kantai Mala, doing everything like devotee, but actually it's chore. Ati Bhakti Chorarera Lakshan is a Bengali saying. Too much devotion is a sign of a thief. Ati Bhakti Chorarera Lakshan. So, better to live simply and chant Hare Krishna. But anyway, Manigriva and Nalukuvara, when Nard came through the forest, they were in the lake playing with girls, society girls, heavenly apsaras. So they were all naked. And the girls, out of shame, they covered themselves. They had at least some shame. But Manigriva and Nalukuvara, they too drunk. This drinking, sharab, it is very bad. It destroys your brain, actually. You don't know. You have so many brain cells, many. But even once getting drunk, your brain is destroyed. You have many brain cells you kill. Drinking is very, very bad. Taking drugs is very, very bad. So anyway, they didn't cover themselves, so Narad taught them a lesson. He gave one srap. A Vaishnava never curses, generally. If someone is doing some pop, some sin, he will get the reaction. You don't need to curse them. If you go near Durvasa Muni, he will curse you. But he gets reaction for that too. But Narad cursed them in a good way, that they would be born as trees. They'd have to stand like trees, but not ordinary trees. Trees in Krishna's, in Nanda Maharaj's courtyard. So when Krishna walked with the grinding mortar tied, he pulled it between the trees. The trees fell down and Manigriva and Nalukuvara had his darshan. They were freed from their sin and they went back to the spiritual world. So, Lord Ramchandra, he is Maryada Purushottam, he is Krishna. He is an expansion of Krishna. He is a Leela avatar of Krishna. Eka Patni Vrata. He only had one wife. And he was an ideal king. Everyone, dharmic people, they pray for Ram Raja. Because he was ideal king. But when he was victorious over evil in the form of Ravana, and he returned home, all the citizens were very, very happy. And Bharat, his brother, came out. Bharat had been living. He didn't take the throne of Rama. He could have taken the kingdom while Ram was banished. No, he lived in a hut He wore tree bark, and he ate rice soaked in cow urine, and he lived very austere life while his brother was gone. And he kept his brother's shoes on his head. So when Ram returned, he came to greet him with shoes on his head. He didn't care for kingdom. He had no material desire. Bharat was actually a great devotee. His mother was a little envious or foolish. Ram forgave her, but she was influenced by Mantra. Mantra? Yeah. So she was foolishly influenced. So this is an occasion to remember Lord Ramchandra, or especially people ask, like in Bombay, Prabhupada had us install deities of Sita, Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman, although generally we only have Radha, Krishna, and Jagannath. But he said in Bombay there are many Ram Bhaktas, and it's true. And here also Gopal Krishna Maharaj has installed Sita, Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman. So people ask, why don't you chant the names of Ram? But Prabhupada told us in Bombay, only on Ram Nomi can you chant. Otherwise we chant Hare Krishna, which includes Ramachandra, Balarama, Parashurama, all the Ramas. Maha Mantra includes all the expansions of Krishna. Hare Rama means Krishna, the supreme enjoyer. So it is a time to remember Krishna and to commit ourselves to devotional service. Now, you see, even in India used to be, I saw today on one shop, it was an ISD, PCO, STD PCO call office, right across from the temple, Radhaparatha Sarati Mandir. And he's got Tapo Bhumi on his door there, painted Tapo Bhumi. I don't know how an STD call office is Tapo Bhumi, but anyway. India used to be Tapo Bhumi. Mera Bharat Mahan Tha, Aajkal Nahi Hai. So, it's a fact that nowadays people are out on the streets and they're simply going to parties for drinking, eating meat, taking intoxication, trading wives, doing all kinds of sinful activities. And they call it Diwali. But it's not Diwali. It's just a time for sin. And even the pious people, they don't remember Krishna. They just go and give sweets and talk about, oh, how are you? How are your children? How is your sex life? This, that. Nobody is sitting and talking about Ram. Very few, very less. Still, in India, there are pious people. That is a fact. But it is changing. I came to India in 1972 and have been here mostly since then. And I've seen a lot of changes. Just in 30 years, I've seen a lot of changes. Many of you were not even born at that time. And it's sad. To me, I'm very sad. Because after meeting Prabhupada, I thought everyone in India was like Prabhupada. Then I came to know that he is one amongst millions and millions. Manushyanam sarasveshu kasya vyatiti siddhaya. Yatatam api siddhanam kashtin vetimam tattata. Hardly one knows me in truth. So we are very fortunate to be here this evening. First of all, there's too much traffic on the road to go anywhere anyway. So better you be here. And secondly, we're having a nice time chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Katayantasya mam nityam tushanti cha ramanti cha. This is what we say, enjoy sitting together and chanting, taking prasad. It's a good life. It's a very good life. Stane stitha. You stay in your ashram. You stay in your place. You do your what you have to do, your family, your career. But don't forget Krishna. Don't forget God. Otherwise, you're wasting valuable opportunity. Chaurasi lak yoni ke baad. Now you've got human life. What is it meant for? Atato means now. Brahma jigyasa. Inquire. Main kaun hoon? Mera kartavya kya hai? Is janam ke baad kya hoga? Kahan jaunga? See, when we're very young, our parents prepare for our future, for our school. Practically, when the child is in the womb, the parents try to find a school for admission because it's so difficult to get admission in a good school. So practically when you're in the womb, your mother and father have to get a berth for admission in the school. And then you go to school and you study. You would rather play, but you have to study because you know, I will grow older and I want to go to college, university. So then maybe you do little sports, do little something, but generally you're studying. You go to university, again working hard 4, 6, 8 years. Why? So I can get a good job, I can make money. Then you graduate college, you get a job, then you meet a nice girl, you're married. Still you're planning for family, children, apartment or house or whatever. You save your money. Some do, hamare do, you hope. Actually, formally, not so long ago, maybe 2-3 generations ago, people had very big families. 6, 7, 10 children was not unusual. How many of you can look back in your families and how many of you have heard that there were at least 5 or 10 children in the past? It's very common. In America also, the early settlers in America, they had very large families. It's not that God is not providing enough. There's enough food in the world to feed the whole population 20 times over. This is not my speculation, it's a statistic. There is enough for man's need, but not enough for man's greed. Mahatma Gandhi's slogan. So you prepare for the future, for your children, for their school. You prepare for your old age, your retirement fund. You prepare, you plan, you And then you get to be 70 years old, and then you stop planning. Why? What's after? Isn't that the most important thing? Janmalava parapunksam ante narayana smritihi. Isn't that what the learned men of India have told us? The sages, the rishis, the great scholars, the acharyas, Madhvacharya, Ramanuja, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami. So many great, brilliant men, perfect brain, Shruti Dar. They could hear and remember everything. I forget what I said 10 minutes ago. I'm relatively good. I've been a Kali Yuga Brahmachari all my life. I never married. I never had girlfriends in school. I won't say I'm perfect. Had accidents. But I'm relatively good, and even my memory, which is relatively good, I can't remember what I said 15 minutes ago. But these men could remember everything. Even Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had perfect memory. The Naishtika Brahmachari never spilled any semen from his body, never lost. It was all urdhvareta, up to the brain. So, they have advised us, ante narayana smritihi, try to adjust your life, your social life, your material life, everything, you adjust it in such a way. Bhaktivinoda talks about four kinds of conversion. There's religious conversion. Sometimes there are some people in India, they're very proud. They take some Hindu boys and marry them to some Christian girls. Poor, very poor. And they say, we have converted so many Christians. Or we have converted so many Muslims. We say that we are converting Hindus to become Hindus. Because there's no such word. It's funny, in these days of pride and religious fervor, it's funny why people should call themselves Hindus. It's a mockery in one sense, because they say that they're very much against the Muslims, and it's true, the people who call themselves, well, not the real Muslims. For hundreds of years, Hindus and Muslims lived in India together very peacefully. It's only in the last 30, 40 years that the politicians have made things. By those who take advantage, they're fanatic, they're crazy, mad. So, when we call ourselves a Hindu, there's the Indus River, which is between Pakistan and Afghanistan, Sindhu River. And the Persians, they couldn't say, they pronounced sus, huh. So they called everybody on the other side of the Sindhu as Hindus. So when we say we're Hindus, we're taking a Muslim, a name that was given by the Muslims, and we're saying we're Hindus. Although we're saying we hate Muslims, but we're taking their name. It's silly. The actual term is Sanatana Dharma. You don't find Hindu in the Vedas. I challenge anyone to show me in any Veda, any Purana, any Vedanga, any scripture, the word Hindu. It does not come. There's no such word. So, the great liberated souls, they have advised us, to adjust our lives so that at the end we can remember God. So you know what you have to do. First thing is you have to be honest. You have to be honest with yourself. You can't cheat yourself. You may fool others. You may make some tamasha that I'm a great devotee. But you won't fool Krishna. So don't cheat yourself. Be honest and endeavor. Work. Just like supposing someone wants to develop a relationship, or even in a family, it takes work to make a marriage successful. You have to plan to make your marriage, your relationship, successful. It doesn't just happen automatically. You have to plan to make friends. This week, I'm going to spend 2 hours with some people who I'd like to develop a relationship with. I'll make an appointment. We'll go to the park and talk. We'll go to lunch. We'll have dinner. Shastra talks about how to make friends. There are 6 kinds of loving exchanges. And one of them is Bhunte Bhojayate Chaiva, to share food together. Why do we have Sunday feasts? Because it's a way of developing loving relationships in the community. We share food together. Nowadays people go to McDonald's or some restaurant here or there. When I was young, I remember the family would always eat together. Father, mother, children, we all sit at the same table and we took our meals together and it was very nice. And on holidays, all the aunts and uncles and brothers, all the families would come together and we would share meals together. Of course, it was prasadam, but still the principle is there. So, dadati pratigranati, giving gifts and receiving gifts, some small things, not expensive, but just some feeling. Guhyamakyapi prichati, revealing your mind to a friend or someone you love, and hearing them reveal their minds. We all need to feel that we're needed, that we're loved. Everyone needs to feel that they're loved by someone. Otherwise, we're alone in the universe. Bhunte Bhojayate Chaiva Sadvidim Priti Lakshanam. These 6 things are loving exchanges. So you have to work at that to develop a relationship. And you have to work at developing a relationship with God. Although it is natural, love of God, Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem, Sadhya Kavunoi. Although it is sadhya, it's there in your heart, it's natural. It's not outside, it's not unnatural. It's not artificial. Love of Krishna is natural. But you have to develop it. Just like a child walking. I met one young child today and he couldn't talk. He was 3 years old, almost 3. But he couldn't talk. Children should talk by 1.5, 2. At least something. Prabhupada, Dada, and Daddy, something. They should talk something. But this child was a little slow. He will talk, but still he was slow. You know that it is natural for a child to walk, but you have to push him. Come on, come to daddy. Come on, come on. He falls down, you pick him up. Come on, try again. Go to granddaddy. Go. So, Sravanadi Sudachite Koraye Udai. By hearing and chanting this sadhya, natural Krishna prema, it will come up. You have to work at it. You have to spend time on it. You have to plan your life. If you're not planning your life, there's a saying, if you're failing to plan, if you're failing to plan, then you're planning to fail. You can guarantee it. You will not develop love of God unless you make a plan to do it. The beginning of love of God is called Vaidhi Bhakti, Sadhana Bhakti. Krishna says, Tasmat Tvam Indriyani Adau. Adau means in the beginning. Niyamya Bhartarshava. You must follow some regulation. Regulation is good for you. Prasadam Adigachati. It is mercy that God gives us these guidelines. How we can develop a healthy life, a spiritual life, a happy life. Because we're not happy now. We've got more material things now. There's a bigger middle class in India than there has been in so many years. One of the biggest middle class markets in the world. Everybody wants to come here. All the big multinational companies. 275, 300 million middle class people. So you have more commodities. I remember the days when people used to go to the American embassy or the embassies, and the embassies would be selling, you know, their air conditioners that they'd used for 20 years and so many things. People would line up to buy them. Now you can get brand new state-of-the-art stuff in India right here. But still, people are not happy. Still there's fighting and struggling and divorce and illicit sex and drugs. Children are no longer obedient to their parents. There's so many problems. The only thing that is going to give you true happiness is when you water the soul, the roots, when you find the essence. Because, you know, the body, what is that? If I give you a bag, see? If I give you a bag, I give everyone a bag made of skin. And then I put some blood in it, and some hair, and some kapha, mucus, and some stool, and some urine, and some nails. What are you going to do with it? How will you enjoy it? You squeeze it? What is the body? It's a bag of blood and skin and hair and mucus and pus. Oh, it's nice packaging job. So we think, oh, very nice, huh? But it's just a bag. I remember when I first came in India, you walk on the street and the Mungfali Wala is selling very cheap for 25 paisa, 50 paisa. Big, huge bag. And then some people came along and they put nice silver foil packaging on it and nice this and that and the same 25 paisa mungfali, you get half the amount and it costs 5 rupees. Nice packaging. So we think the body's so good because nice packaging job. But the only way you're going to be happy and satisfied is when you come in touch with the pure soul. You are the soul, and you are Krishna's ansha. Hum Parameshwar ke Sanatan Sevak hain. Parameshwar ke ansh. We're a tiny, tiny part of Krishna. And there's sambandha, there's a relationship there. But we've forgotten it. Just like you go to a crazy house in a mental hospital, you see, and you'll find someone there thinking that he's Jawaharlal Nehru, someone thinks he's Mahatma Gandhi, someone thinks he's Napoleon Bonaparte. They're ill, mentally ill. They think they're someone who they're not. But we're all mentally ill because we think I am the body. But you're not. You're not Indian. You're not male. You're not female. You're not Punjabi. You're not UP wala. You're not Maharashtrian. You're not Canadian or whatever, Slovenian, Croatian, Yugoslavian. We're the soul, part of Krishna. And we can only be happy, just like a baby. Sometimes when a baby is born, the ladies all get together and have a little party. Brand new baby, mother's so happy she has a brand new baby. Everybody says, oh, give to me, give to me. And the first lady takes the baby, then the baby starts to cry. So the next lady says, no, no, give to me. Baby still cries, it goes around the room. Always crying, he gets back to mother, then peaceful, happy. You're not going to be peaceful and happy till you get back to Krishna. That's where you belong. And you can do that even in this life. Jivan mukta sa uchate. Karma nam manasa gira nikilasvapi avastasu jivan mukta sa uchate. When your body, mind, and words, tan, man, dan, everything is fixed in service to Krishna. You do your work, you raise your family, you do everything, but you put God in the center, your social life, your religious life, your business life, everything centered around Krishna. You convert everything, your social conversion, your cultural conversion, everything. Don't convert to Western animal culture, cheeseburger culture, McDonald's culture. That's animal culture. You keep your Vedic Sanskriti. You go deeper into it, then you can be happy. And this is Diwali. We should celebrate Diwali as a festival of the glorification of Lord Ramchandra. And the day after Diwali is Annakoot, Govardhan Puja. So you should all go to Vrindavan for Govardhan Puja. It's a big festival there. It is not Hindu mythology. It is itihasa. It is Purana. It is history. Krishna was here. You can go to Kurukshetra. There's a place there called Kurukshetra. There's a real place, a battlefield. Arjuna was there. Krishna was there. Krishna did live in Gokul. Radharani was in Varsana and Nandagram and Vrindavan. It is actual fact. So go there and worship Lord Krishna. And I'll tell you another thing. I'm going to tell you another thing because I've been in India almost 31 years. And I'm really, my patience is getting thin. The real purpose of your lives, I see it in our Delhi temple. The other day, some French people came, about 10 of them. Women, many women, they're all shaved head. They were looking for spiritual life. They're a little confused, kind of like Buddhists. They don't know what Buddhism is. Lord Buddha was a king. He went to the forest and practiced austerity. If they want to be Buddhist, they should go to the forest and practice. But that they don't know. They just think, I am Buddhist. Whatever they think. But anyway, they came to our temple and nobody was taking care of them. I took an hour and a half out. I took them around the temple. I explained everything. They were so happy. I took them through the museum. You are meant for giving. Bharat Bhumite Poila Manusa Janma Jar Janma Sarta Kori Kora Para Opakar Para Upakar. For giving Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Jnana, Krishna Siddhanta, Vaidik Siddhanta, to the whole world. India is not meant to be a Sudra country. India is meant to give knowledge. But nobody's doing that. Nobody's making preparation to do that. Of course, not many foreigners are going to visit here. But here, I hope most of you understand what I'm talking. But in Sant Nagar Temple, many of the classes are in Hindi. How are foreigners going to understand? They won't come. They'll just see our temple as a museum. They won't actually get Krishna Bhakti. Prabhupada said, I have created these big temples for the foreigners. The Indians are already Krishna conscious to some degree. They don't need more temples. But these animatronics exhibition is meant to impress the foreigners. And there are so many foreigners working in Delhi. What to speak of the visitors? Delhi gets more foreigners than any other city in India. Everybody comes here and goes to Agra, goes to Hardwar, Rishikesh, wherever. They come first to Delhi. We should have a program for bringing them here. Then you'll see the world's attitude change towards India. Not by competing. People think Indian culture, Indian religion is strange. There was one movie called Temple of Doom. Famous movie. Raiders of the Lost Ark and something like, anyway, it was one Temple of Doom. And it was all about Nepal and India and, you know, people worshipping snakes and people doing this and that. And it made everything looked very bad. It was from Hollywood. And people watch that and they get influenced. So why aren't we telling the people what is Vaidic Sanskriti? What is the knowledge behind it? So I will be happy when I see the day that some of you dedicate your lives to traveling to the West and preaching. There are so many temples around the world where you can stay. You and your wife can go. Your wife can teach the ladies cooking. You can give classes in Bhagavad Gita. People will be very happy But first, Janma Sarthak Kari. First, you perfect your own life. All right. I'm a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. And I took sannyas from Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan in 1975. And I've been working with Gopal Krishna Maharaj since 1974. We know each other very well. And I was president in Bombay a number of times. I always try to get out of management. I hate it. But Prabhupada always put me back into it. But I was also the GBC for Bombay and New York, and I was also in charge of our Mayapur temple fundraising. Big project. Someday it will be built. Someday. Not now. We don't have the money, but someday. So I've had a lot of association with Prabhupada. And I've had a lot of service in his mission. So if any of you have any questions, I'll give you a few minutes. Otherwise, I have a big program tomorrow, and tomorrow I'm going to Vrindavan. Yeah, Hari Bol. Lead me on to Vrindavan. Any questions? Yes, ma'am. Dorothy Moody, I can't hear you. I'm a little deaf. Yeah. Being a Grihastha, how long can we live in Vrindavan? Well, actually, what ISKCON Vrindavan is today is not exactly the mood that I understood from Prabhupada. He wanted Vrindavan to be a place where Grihasthas who were retired past 50. Are you past 50 yet? Huh? Past 40, you say?
60.
That's all right, Mataji. I'm giving you a chance. Anyway, he wanted you to go with your husband to Vrindavan and retire there. So that will be nice. And then when you're settled, then you stay in an ashram in Vrindavan and your husband can take sannyas and travel and preach. When you're comfortable and taken care of, you can do your bhajan and he can travel and preach like Prabhupada. He didn't start his mission till, you know, he was 65. Actually 59. At 59 he took sannyas. But practically he didn't go to America till he was 69. For 10 years he was living in Vrindavan as a vanaprastha. Actually in Kali Yuga, sannyas is not recommended. Prabhupada gave sannyas, Bhaktisiddhanta gave sannyas, but it was really meant for preaching. And we've seen that sometimes a man takes it too soon, prematurely, and he has spiritual difficulties and falls down. So that's not good. Any other questions? Okay, you've got...